I'm speaking with Cassie Becker, who is with Growmark Communications and editor of Spirit Magazine. And Cassie, I understand that you have some exciting new multimedia additions that you are implementing to Spirit Magazine, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So why don't you start by telling us a little bit about that?
We're looking at taking Spirit Magazine to another platform. We've given the option to publish it online, and it's currently posted on our website, and people can access it, but it's really just kind of a reader, an e-reader, where you turn the pages, and that's about it. So we're looking to step that up another level and add some more interactivity to our online readers. This readership is so public and can have so many demographics that take a look at it. So we're wanting to use ZMags, which is a different platform, to publish a PDF document of the Spirit Magazine in. And this software allows us to input video, input photo, albums, hyperlinks, any kind of, you know, clickability within the document you can. And what we're looking for with this is just to add flavor, add extra content to the stories that we provide. So, you know, you might go out on a photo shoot or to grab a story and you take, you know, hundreds of photos, and you obviously can't use all of those in the publication, but, you know, a lot of them are telling the story. So now being able to input a photo album with a story just adds so much more content for online readers and gives them just a different look at, you know, the Growmark system through the Spirit Magazine.
Well, and obviously Spirit Magazine has been around for a long time. Tell us a little bit about how it's changed over the years.
No, it didn't start out as Spirit. It's changed names, it's changed looks and feels, and but what has stayed the same is our target audience, and that readership is our employees, members of the Growmark system, board members, retirees. And what we want to do with the Spirit Magazine is tell the story of the Spirit, tell the story of Growmark, and, you know, what our culture is, what our people are like, what we do in the system to better the ag industry, as well as the people around us. We always talk about and kind of brag on our family-feeling environment within our company, and so this is a really great place where we can tell those stories and keep everyone connected across a widespread system, you know, being spread out across multiple states and even Canada. This is how we kind of bring everyone together.
And of course, like any magazine, any publication, it started out just being mailed out to everybody. And mm-hmm. now with this evolution of the internet and the World Wide Web, you've been able to put it online. And eventually, this is going to be, you know, a real money saver for you, right?
Definitely. And part of it, we're not going to be getting rid of the mailing out and the print version. A lot of people like still getting that print version, but maybe some people will opt to not have it mailed to them and rather get the online version. You know, these are things that we can look at, but are definitely cost savers. And, you know, this day and age, anywhere that you can find, you know, to save money, but also, you know, move toward that advance in technology and that kind of thing, we definitely want to maximize upon those opportunities.
Yeah, and like you said, this adding this new multimedia capability is going to actually make it more interesting. You're going to have mm-hmm. more in it than you would have in a print version.
Oh, definitely. That's what we hope anyway. So we hope that people can see the benefits of going out and finding it online, because that is one thing, Cindy, when you send someone the magazine, they get it, they don't have to go searching for it, that kind of thing. But when we put it online, it's their choice to go and check it out. And we're hoping that by giving these added benefits, you know, the photo albums and the videos that we'd like to start making and supplementing the stories with, we hope that the readers see a value to going and finding this magazine online off our website and, you know, taking a look at it and seeing the added content that we've curated for the magazine. I mentioned videos, and one thing that we've really been branching out on is our videography at the company. And so we're trying to take the skills that we've acquired and the technology that we have at our hands and use that to kind of go out and tell kind of news stories on camera. So we can not only capture the story, you know, journalistically, but also you can see and feel that emotion and that environment and what's taking place in the story. And we're going to turn that into video and add that into the ZMag reader.
Now, what is your target date for getting some of these changes made?
The main launch date for the complete overhaul, you know, changes made to Spirit is in this December. It'll be after our fiscal year, is over. But that's kind of when we're looking to launch this, you know, different look, different feel. Now, during that time, I have two more issues that are going to be coming up in the regular old format, and we're going to be looking to introduce some of these new, you know, features slowly over time. So it's not going to be like, bam, December, everything is different, but we're going to start trickling in different changes and additions and that kind of thing.
So is Spirit, how often is it published?
Right now it's published bi-monthly. So my next issue is going to be May, June, and then the following is July, August. So we do it every 2 months.
And how are you going to let people know about the changes as they're taking place? Is it going to be in the magazine? Are you going to let them know different ways?
Mm-hmm. Well, this last issue went out, we incorporated a center spread infographic. So that's something that's never been done before, you know, taking a different look at how to tell stories. And so as people see new elements added in, I've been getting lots of feedback and comments on, you know, liking the new styles, the new layout. Those are just kind of, you know, subliminal messages or subliminal hints to the changes that are going to be coming. But if when we do our hard launch of the new look and feel in December, I imagine that we'll post it on our Facebook page, we'll post it on the blog. I'll definitely include something in the magazine when we send that out in the December issue. But just to show people that, yes, these changes are happening, but the message is still the same. The people that we want to reach are still the same, and the passion for the Spirit magazine is definitely still there.
Well, and you also have the opportunity to reach even more people than you do right than you have, at least with the mm-hmm. with the mail out of the magazine. It's essentially available to anybody who wants to look for it, right?
Right, definitely. I mean, it's out there on growmark.com. We're also going to be syncing ZMags with our Growmark Facebook page. That's a new feature that ZMags offers. You can add a tab sort of thing at the top of your Facebook page. So it is going to be very public, and hopefully we'll get a lot more readers. One thing I do like about ZMags is we'll be able to track the people that have actually come and read the magazine. So we'll have, you know, more feedback, more analytics of what people like, what people see, what they actually read through, those kinds of things. So that's going to benefit our system immensely, so we can kind of get a feel for what stories people like and you know, who is out there that's actually seeing our content and enjoying the stuff coming from the Growmark system.
Well, speaking of feedback, are you going to have a way for people to, like, send letters to the editor, that kind of thing? I don't know if you have that. I assume you have right now. But so there'll be a way for them to do that online?
Mm-hmm. Well, online, that's actually a great idea. I think that as we get closer, we're going to start talking about the different ways that we can, you know, gauge readers' interest in this and how they feel about these changes. So putting it online will definitely be something we look at. We'll also be doing, after 1 year of the new changes goes by, we'll be doing a survey to, you know, feel out how our readers, you know, like the changes, what they would like to see different, what kind of stories they're interested in. But there is always a spot inside of Spirit Magazine that has my information, Amy Bradford's information. People can always contact us, you know, letters to the editor kind of thing, if they need to do changes or corrections, or if they just want to say, hey, I think it looks great, you know, we take those too. So, yeah.
Well, Cassie, that's all the specific questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm very glad to be the new editor for this magazine, and I'm looking to just, you know, leave a good impact on the Growmark system with our information and make sure that everyone knows our story and just constantly are involved with the Growmark system.
Well, right now, you said that it's available in an e-reader format on off the Growmark website. So people go to the Growmark website. Is there a tab that they click on for Spirit Magazine?
There's a tab that says Media Center. And when you click on Media Center, one of the options there is Spirit Magazine. And we have archived way back until, I believe, 2010, maybe 2009 might be our first start of the e-reader. So if you really want to, you can go back and look through the archives of our Spirit magazines, and then obviously the newest issue is always posted.
All right, thanks very much, Cassie, for sharing that with us, and we'll look forward to those changes in Spirit magazine. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.